are his ways. How wonderful is his glory and fame, bearing the same great as the name of the Lord. How marvelous are the works of the Lord, how excellent are his ways. How wonderful is his glory and fame, bearing the same great as the name of the Lord.
And welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. And this is the last Sunday of the month, so we will be having our fellowship luncheon directly following this service. So everyone's invited, of course, for good food and good fellowship. And there will be a deacons meeting following the fellowship luncheon. All other activities normally scheduled on Sunday afternoon are canceled, and the lone exception is the Pacific at Pacific Hills Manor at 2 p.m. today, which will proceed as usual. The ladies' Bible study groups will be meeting tomorrow, November 28th. There are two sessions. One is at 10 a.m. in the morning, and the second is at 7 p.m. In the evening, and that those will be done, of course, here at the church. The men's Bible study, which would normally be Thursday of this week, and that is canceled. It's Thanksgiving Day. The November 27th Wednesday evening prayer service, which is at 7:30 p.m., will be a special Thanksgiving service, and we'll be remembering Psalm 95, verses 1 and 2. And we pray that many will be able to attend that service to thank God for who he is and for the great blessings that come from his hand and the wonderful future to be enjoyed in his presence. 2 weeks from today, Sunday, December 8th, we will have our quarterly congregational meeting. This is the business meeting, and we encourage you to attend that meeting. Please refer to the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Also, again, draw your attention to the special insert for many of the activities coming up in the near future. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 33, verses 2 through 4. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make melody to him with an instrument of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy, for the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in truth. Our brother Anthony Laurel will be leading us now in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let us begin our worship with hymn number 36, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God.
Good morning once again, and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. It's good to see you all this morning. As we approach this time of Thanksgiving, just remember as we sing to God that He really has blessed us immensely, first and foremost with our salvation, and also with one another as a body of Christ. So as we sing together, let's keep that in mind. With hymn number 36, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. Let's turn our hymnals to the right to hymn number 393, Take My Life and Let It Be. Would you please stand with me as we sing our last hymn this morning, hymn number 384, Where He Leads Me.
I can hear my Savior call.
Thank you so much. Please remain standing for prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we come with joy to worship you. Forgive our sins that this joy may be pure. Receive our praises and adoration that you may be blessed by our worship. Speak to us through your word that we may hear your guidance for our life. We lift up those who in need, and Pareto, which is much better with her eyes. Thank you, Lord. Mildred Blika, Raquel Otero, myself, John Bell, Fern Rice with the surgery coming up, Jeff Sword, and now we learned this morning about Darlene, who is sick at home. Lord, we ask you to guide and bless all who have gone forth to preach the gospel. Endow them with a gift of generosity and concern. And so we pray for Carol and Ruth Knott in Spain, Eusebio and Marisa Perez in Spain, Giovanni and Barbara Vendano in Guatemala, Martha Poretti in Argentina, Jose and Diane Avila in South America, Informed Choices in Morgan Hill, California, Christian Athletic Association in San Jose, California, Daniel and Miriam Lacey across America in the racetrack, and Fred and Carol Lewis in the school in Portland, Oregon. We offer our gift to you, dear Lord, with grateful and cheerful heart. So bless the offering and bless the giver. In the name of our precious Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you.
Take your Bibles now and turn to the first epistle of Peter. If you're using the Bible in the pew, please turn to page 1321. We will be reading 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. Please stand now for the reading of God's word, 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby, if so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, rejected indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, you also, as living stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Amen. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you that we have the liberty to look into the scriptures so that we may be transformed by the renewing of our minds and not be conformed to this world. And we thank you for sending the Lord Jesus Christ, who was obedient even to death on the cross, so that we might live. Our trust is in him and not ourselves, Father, and help us by your Spirit to strive to be obedient to his commands, remembering his words, that if you love me, keep my commandments. We love you, Lord, knowing that you loved us while we were yet sinners, and you died for us. We pray for your servant now, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him as he comes now with all wisdom to deliver the message from the scriptures entitled, A Pastoral Letter to the Church. Give us understanding, and to those listening on the radio and internet and CD, that we may be obedient to your commands and bring glory to your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Would you please be seated?